The Philippines has some prepared intervention that would include some textual suggestion, but now I hesitate to deliver them because I think that our appreciation of paragraph 17 and 18, like what many other colleagues have stated, should be tied to how we appreciate paragraph 16. And we note the thoughtful exchange we had this morning, and my delegation aligns more or less with the position presented by Ecuador and the United States, in the sense that we do not see this yet as possible measures or even as elements of a possible measures. The Philippines appreciates paragraph 17 in the context of consolidating our convergences. There was, of course, a suggestion to frame this as elements of possible measures, and this is an interesting idea that I think requires further reflection. I think it is important to clarify this because for my delegation, our flexibility will really depend on the clarification of this framing. My delegation operates on the basis of the roadmap that we envision, which is that we see the report writing stage of the GGE as the portion of our working method where we clarify common understanding of the GGE at this point. And if this understanding is shared by all delegations, then we would be pleased to exercise further flexibility in the spirit of consensus, perhaps along the lines of the bifurcated approach that is gathering consensus at the moment. But having said that, Mr. Chair, allow me to have some preliminary general views on paragraph 17. First, we welcome your attempts in this paragraph and also in paragraph 18 and 19 to reflect many of the thematic convergences that have emerged over the past 8 years of GGE discussions. I echo the my distinguished colleague from the Netherlands who characterized this as an attempt to harvest these convergences through the framework of a two-tier approach. We also welcome the draft's recognition that assessments on international law or IHL compliance has to be context specific. So we think, however, that this recognition needs further strengthening. We welcome the qualification as required, or the qualifier as required in the circumstances in subparagraph A, for example. We also welcome that the draft identifies compliance with IHL and maintaining human command responsibility. Maintaining human command responsibility as relevant metrics in determining a prohibition of laws, as reflected in the two subparagraphs. So, but we think that these are not the only two metrics that we have to look into. We think that this paragraph could still be improved by giving the human element greater treatment. As we know, there is growing consensus that the human element plays a central role in determining the acceptability of autonomous weapon systems. We already all agree that weapons that cannot be sufficiently controlled or whose functions can't be understood should not be developed. We think this is important because this is the added value for this paragraph 17. We think that this paragraph should not merely spell out what is already de facto prohibited, but rather to capture the emerging sense of those weapon systems that should not even be developed. And we are flexible with regard to how this is going to be phrased, but we note that our colleague from Chile has presented some very good formulation that we think deserves thorough consideration. So in this regard, we would suggest, Mr. Chair, for your consideration, that maybe we can split the subparagraphs into three rather than two. So you will have one subparagraph A, would contain the human element, maybe along the lines of the proposal from the distinguished delegation of Chile. And then B would relate to compliance with IHL. And then the third one, of course, would retain the element of individual and state responsibility, but perhaps with a much sharper language. I think the distinguished delegation of Israel made a valid point that we also need to recognize that responsibility also should be present in developers of these weapon systems. And we think that the ICRC's proposal merits consideration, which is to frame this prohibition on development and use in a manner that precludes the attribution or imposition of individual and state responsibility. So those are some preliminary comments, Mr. Chair. And again, these are without prejudice to further changes depending on how we clarify the framing of these elements in paragraph 16. Thank you, Mr. Chair.